Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Hulls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brian Gibbons. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Brian Kaiser. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vina bunts towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. There goes Seitzer trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Durham, who relays the ball to Carcoviche, who tags Seitzer, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Thomas. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Givens, and towards Vina, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Hulls is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hulls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk strikes out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mouton hits a pop-up beyond second. Vina can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Karkoviche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mouton moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Givens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into left field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Givens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grybek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grybek hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grybek moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Grybek moves to third. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Grybek scores. Guillen moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Durham steals second. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grybek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mudin. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mudin. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Matheny scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mudin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mudin hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grybek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grybek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hulse. Grybek reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grybek scores. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Karkovice. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0-for-2 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Wegman now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kruk is 0-for-3 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Pat Listach pinch runs for Mike Matheny. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Listach moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Listach moves to third. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Karkoviche for a passed ball. Valentin moves to second. Matt Karchner now pitching. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0-for-3 in the game. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Listach scores. Valentin scores. Vina moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Jeff Zerillo pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vina tags and scores. Cirillo tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo now playing third base. Dave Nilsson now playing first base. B.J. Surhoff now catching. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grybek strikes out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing left field. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hulse is 0-for-3 in the game. Hulse hits a line drive into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.